Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began the very first little bit of Sif Aleph yesterday in Simen Shin Pei, which is found towards the bottom of Resh Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll just quickly remind ourselves that we spoke yesterday about the concept of nullifying your Rishus. If a person forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeros, he forgot to be included with the people in the Eruv Chatzeros, so he would ruin it for them. But the Takana is his Yevato Lehem Rishuso. He says, Rishusi mivutelis lachem o knuya lachem. He says, I absolve myself from living in this place over here. I consider myself to be a temporary guest, basically, by being mevatel his rishus to all of the people. Today we'll learn exactly how he does this. And you don't have to make this with a kinyan, we said yesterday. A person can even be mevatel this on Shabbos. It's not a problem because he can do it before Shabbos. He can do it even on Shabbos. There's no real kinyan being made over here. That's what we learned yesterday. We pick up in the very top line, the second word, on Resh Mem Zayin Omud Beis. And the Mechaber tells us, V'imdor im arba'a o chamisha. If the person is living here with four or five other people in this courtyard, he's the only one that forgot to make the Erev Chatzeros. In this situation, tzorch levatel lekol echod v'echod. He has to go to individually tell, according to this first opinion over here, which is brought down in the Gemara, and this is the opinion of the Rabbanan over there, that he has to go to each person. Let's say there are four other people there. He has to go to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda and tell each of them, I'm avatel my rishus to you. I'm avatel my rishus to you. Each of them has to get an individual bitl over here. And he should say, Shioma, rishusi mevuteles l'cha u'l'cha. I'm being avatel to you. I'm being avatel to you, to you, to you. He can do it all at one time with all four of them present, but he has to do it to each one individually according to this first opinion. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sifkot and Dalid, the Lo Amrinan, he can say, Kishabitel Rishus Soli Echod Mehem. If he's Mevatel is Rishus to one of them, Daito Levatel Lechob Bnei Echotze. That automatically means that he's Mevatel to everybody. Kadesh Lo Yosar Aleim, in order that he shouldn't ruin it for them. And when he says, you might have thought, Masha Amar Lechod Mehem, I'm Mevatel to you, Ruvain, it means Vimkom Kulam Amar Lo. Might have thought it means he's Mevatel to all of them. That's not true. Vim Lo Bitel Lekulam, according to this opinion, if he's not Mevatel to every single one of them, then he not only ruins it for everybody else, he still ruins it even for the person that he was mevatel to. And the Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Shaar HaTzion Osei, this is brought down from the Rav HaMagid and the Achronim Paskin like this, and the reasoning is Vatam, the Kivan She'eno Chaver Yochol Lataltel, since his friend still can't carry there, a Ruvo Kiman Delese. It's as if there's no Erev over there, because the word Erev means Erev, that they're all mixed together. Uba'inon Shihu Muravin Umuchubarim Kolach Halochim Biyachad. All of them have to be together. And in this situation, they're not all together, so he may be together with that guy, but everybody else is not together, and therefore it doesn't work unless he's mevatel to every single one of them. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, however, there is another opinion. This is brought down by the Tor, in the name of the Rav HaMagid as well. And he says, V'yesh Omrim, there is this other opinion that says that it would be adequate, Shaddai, Shiyomar Rishusi Mevutelis L'Kuchem. It would be adequate if he just said that my Rishus is mevatel to all of you. That's enough to say all of you, as opposed to each one individually. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Hey, Mashma, the Ledea Rishon, according to the first opinion, Lo Mahani Kishomar L'Kuchem. It wouldn't be adequate if he said, I'm mevatel my Rishus to all of you. Aye, why not? The Tam, cause of a Taz, the Taz explains why. Mishum de ba'amo rubo kekula. Because we have a rule that the majority is like the whole thing. Rubo kekula, famous principle throughout Shas. V'yakein, therefore, I omar lekulchem, if he were to say, I'm avatul to all of you, kulchem, maybe efshar de kavanaso rak al harov mehem. He's actually only being avatul to most of them, because most of them is like all of them. And therefore, in fact, he's leaving behind one or two of the people, which then ruins it for everybody, as long as he's mevatel to every single one. So the first opinion over here says, if you don't say to every single one, then if you just said to all of them, it might be mistakenly understood to mean most of them. In yesterday's shir, which I read over very, very quickly today, it's enough to say, Rishusi mevutelis lochem, to both of you, hasam my rishu yirakshtayim. There's only talking about two people over there, so both of them means all of them. Uladina, how do we paskin? Masik al Yarabo Diko Kiesh Omrim. That we paskin more like the lenient second opinion, the Mahani Gam Kishom al Kuchim. If you say all of you, it means all of you. It doesn't mean most of you. The Kozek Kishome Negakulim. That's assuming that they're all there. V'yamalhem Loshun Zeh, and he uses this expression, I'm avatel to all of you, then it means all of them and not most of them. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Ozayin says, Avo Kishomer Lochem V'yosem Ishtayim. If there's more than two people there, and he says to you, Mashma de lo mahani eyef l'deyazu. But if he doesn't say to all of them, he just says to them, so then that wouldn't work, even according to this more makel second, V'yesh Omrim. Tisha footnote number 4 brings down in regards to Gittin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins differently. In Marmal Achavura, Kulchem Chasomo, if a person says to a whole bunch of people, please sign on this get over here, Tzuchem Kulchem Lachsom, we say all of them have to go and sign it. And if one of them were to die, then it's not a valid get. And we don't concern ourselves that maybe he meant Kulchem, he meant most of them. So by get, the din is different. The issue footnote number 5 brings down from the Taz that he adds over here, Masha Omi Menusach HaTvila B'Rosh Hashanah. We say on Rosh Hashanah, Moloch Al Kol Olam Kulo. You should root HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the entire world. Kulo, all of it. It seems to be Kefal Lashon. It seems to be an extraneous word over there. But now it makes very good sense. When you say Kol Olam, you might have thought it meant most of the world. Now when he says Kulo, it means the entire world. Al Kol Olam Kulo. Beautiful idea. Mechaba continues and he writes, in Bitel Rishus Ostam, if a person says, I abandoned my Rishus over here, the Mishnah Berurah explains this, if cut and vav, the Kol Shekein, and certainly if he says, Omar, Rishus Chatzerim, Mevutelis Lechem, my Rishus in the Chatzer is Mevutelis to you, it's nullified to you, Dein Habayis Bechlal, he doesn't include his house in that, he just says, my rights into the Chatzer over here are Mevutel, so then in this situation, Lo Bitel El Rishuso, Sheesh Lo Bechatzer, all he's doing is nullifying his rights in that Chatzer, and therefore, whichever opinion you go by, that he did it adequately, but it was only for the chotzer. Hilkach, heimu tarim lahotzi mivatem lachotzer. So now, he doesn't ruin it for everybody else. They can go bring from their house into the chotzer and vice versa. And v'gamhu, he could also bring from their house into the chotzer. However, shu oreach biyamo, because he's considered over here like a guest. Aval asurim lahotzi mibeisu lachotzer, v'gamhu. But from his own house into the chotzer, he can't do it, and they can't do it, even though there's an Eruv Chatzeros over there, his house is not mevutel to them, only his reshus in the chotzer. So he and they can go bring from their houses into the chotzer, and from the chotzer into their houses, but from his house into the chotzer, they can't do it, and he can't do it as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, he's considered like a guest, v'oreach in also b'nei chotzer, a guest doesn't ruin it for all the people in the chotzer, even though he didn't participate in the Eruv Chatzeros, and v'gam heim ain't an osur nolav, and they don't ruin it for him. Ukidel b'sof simon shin ayin, as we have already learned, and simon shin ayin shom, go back over there and look at it. Sivkot and ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shari lo bitel lehem reshus lebeisim, because this situation, he was only mevatel's reshus in the chotzer, he didn't mevatel the reshus of his house. Sivkot and tes, not only can they not carry from his house, he himself can't carry from his house into the chotzer. Rotsu lomer, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that the mechaber means, sha'asul hotzi mi beis lechotzer, you can't take anything out from his house into the chotzer, or from the chotzer into his house. Shein lomar al beis shu koreach, but we don't say he's like a guest in his own house. Shari lo bitel lehem, he was not mevatel his reshus to them. The issue footnote number 6 brings down from Rashi the reasoning is Shekivan Shlo Bitel Es Beso, he wasn't nullifying his house, Nimso Shereshus Beso, he Reshuso, the house remains his, V'achotzer, he Reshusam, but he gave over the Chotzer to them, so it's two separate entities over here. His house, he ruins it for the house, but he doesn't ruin it for the Chotzer. He no longer is a participant in the Chotzer, he's like a guest in the Chotzer, but he's an owner of his house. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yesh Omrim, he brings down another opinion that says, Shetzorich lino beso, a more machmir opinion says, not only can he not carry from his house into the chotzer and vice versa, but he has to make sure that his house doors are locked, so people mistakenly don't go into his house, because they're going into their houses, into the chotzer, back and forth, because of their chatzeros, so he has to lock his door, Shetzorich lino beso, kedish lo yavo lohotzi b'iser, the chas v'shom, people shouldn't mistakenly forget, and take stuff from his house to the chotzer, or from the chotzer to his house. But he's allowed to leave the house. He shouldn't open up the door, unlock the door. He himself is allowed to go in and out of his house. So other than when he's going in and out of his house, he should keep his door locked. And he should keep it locked immediately. After he comes back into the house, he should lock it. After he leaves the house, he should lock it to make sure that nobody mistakenly carries going from his house into the yard or from the yard into the house. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Yud, Rotsuloma, Kishalo Bitel Rishus Beisa. This is talking about the latter case. So we're talking about where he was Mavatel Rishus in the yard, wasn't Mavatel Rishus in the house. Kishabitel Mutel Lechatchila Lotzi Mibesa Vuhem, Huvahem. Because if he in fact was Mavatel the house, then everybody would be allowed to go carry from his house into the yard, etc. Kemosha Kosim Siv Beis, as we will learn in Moses Mir Tzashem in a moment. The issue footnote number 7 brings down that this din is more chomer mimisha dor b'chotzer sheinu murevis. This is actually worse when he's not Mavatel his own house, but they make an Erev Chatzeros. This is worse than if there's no Erev Chatzeros. When there's no Erev Chatzeros, nobody's allowed to carry, so we don't insist that people lock their doors at all times. We're not afraid that anybody's going to carry. But here we are afraid that people are going to carry every other house into the yard. They may forget over here, so it's actually strict over here that he has to go and lock his door when he's not going in and out. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudalf explains, under extended rain circumstances, under extended rain circumstances, if we can, for whatever the reason, then it's not absolutely essential potential. This is really a gedder over here, another harchaka, and if you can't do this, it is still acceptable. The Chofetz Chaim in Os Ches explains, ki rabim kolkum azeh, because actually many disagree with this din that the Mechaber brought down by the Yesh Omrim that says you have to lock the door. And he says, who is this? The Tosos, the Mordechai, the Riaz, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, and as well the Graz. So certainly, if he didn't lock the door, nothing has changed. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, in Bitel Lohem Gam Rishus Beiso. If he was a Mevatel, his Rishus of his house, as well as his Rishus in the yard, now everybody can carry everywhere. Mutarin, Bein Hu, Bein Heim, Lohotzi, Lechotzer. Everybody can go and carry from any house in the courtyard over here into the courtyard and from the courtyard into any house. And this is true, Bein Mi Beiso, Bein Mi Boteim. This is true even for his own house and certainly for all the other houses, because he is considered like a guest over there. He's not considered a participant in this yard or in the house, and therefore everybody has made an Eruv Chatzeros, and therefore everybody can carry from every house into the yard and from the yard into any of the houses. The Mishnah explains this, if Katan Yud Beis, Hainu Li'achar Sheherziku Anshei Chotzer Es Rishuso. They have to do some sort of a chazaka on his house to demonstrate that he really gave it to them. Shehotzio Mi Boteim Lechotzer. That they, for example, take out something from their houses and put it into the chotzer. They called them shechziku before they made their chazak over here from their houses into the chotzer. Im yotzi mibesel chotzer, if he were to take something out from his house into the chotzer, then he's basically being mevatel his bittel. Oschozer mi bitulo, he's retracting his bittel. Umimela also alev hein olav, then everything would be ruined again. Kidilekamon the simon shin pei aleph sif. Aleph, as we're learning Mitzvah in the next Simon. And therefore, V'chein Yizor Shalo Yachnis Mechotzer Lebeso, he shouldn't bring in something from the yard into his own house before they make a chazaka. Kodim Shachnisu Hei Mechotzer Lebeso, before they go and put something from the yard into his house, as we'll also learn over there in Shin Pei Aleph. The reason for this heter, v'tama heter, the kivan shabito gam rishus beso, since he's over here nullifying not only the courtyard but even his house, he's considered nasa orech gomer etzlom. He's considered like a full-fledged guest over here, and therefore kivan shalonisha lo rishus shalo bitel, since there's nothing left that he hasn't nullified, so he's considered like a guest and not an owner over here, and therefore the erev chateros works. Dirsha footnote 8 brings down for the chazon ish shekama rishon uchokim amash pasuk shulchan aruch mishnah baruch. There are those that disagree, he says, from the rishonim, and they hold shegam liyochet shabito rishuso. They said that no, you're not allowed to go take stuff out from his house, even though he's mevatel his rishus of his house, and this is even after they made a chazak. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, if, in fact, he doesn't want to be mevatel his rishus to them, but he's willing to rent it to them. So, the first opinion of the Mechaber, this Yesh Omrim, Shemol Kmo Bittul. This works. Renting it to them works just like he's Mevatel to them. But then he brings down a second opinion, the Yesh Omrim, Sheinamol. The second opinion says that doesn't work. So the Mechaber brings down a more lenient opinion that says rental works by a Yid, and then he brings down an opinion that says rental does not work by a Yid. He has to be Mevatel it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot Yud Gimel. The second opinion that says Sheinamol, this opinion holds, Sirilhu, Delo Tiknu Sechirus Ela Ba'akum of Lobi Yisrael, that rental over here only works by a non-Jewish person, but it wouldn't work by a Jewish person. And he says, V'ayin b'achronim shechosu limtso tamazeh. The achronim go and trouble themselves really very hard to the tunnel, so to say, to go and find a reason behind this. Dirshu footnote number 10 brings down multiple reasons. He brings down from the Levush, number one, shenira hadover she'ena oseh sashiris b'ayin yofel, because he's not really doing a rental in a generous fashion. El shenosan eino b'mamon she'ekabo b'adashiris. He's really doing this for the money, and therefore there's not a real giving over of his rishus, and therefore he ruins it still for the Erev Chatzeros. The second answer is given by the Taz. Shekivin shetakonis schirus minachri hoiso she'ef shaliskor gam bepachos mishavapruta. By a guy, a deal works for even less than a shavapruta. For them, even a davar mut is considered chashav. And therefore, by a ben Noach, nera gam alpachos mishavas pruta. For them, any transaction, even less than a shavapruta, is significant. And therefore, bitlu chacham mesaschirus legam miyisrael shein pachos mishavapruta nechshav l'mom etzal. But by a yid, it's possible that less than a pruta doesn't work at all. And therefore, since you could do it by a guy for less than a pruta, you may come to do this by less than a pruta for a yid, and therefore that would be a problem. Third answer is brought down from the Tosefta Shabbos. This is a longer, complicated answer. Ayin Shom in the rest of this footnote for that reasoning, which, by the way, the Chazon Ish disagrees and says that that is not correct. Ayin Shom. Mishmur continues and he writes, V'amogin Avram Mitzadeh. The Mogin Avram adds over here and he says, D'bechol kuliyama yocholaskia. On a weekday, you certainly can rent out your rights. D'lo gora mibitul. It certainly can't be worse than nullifying it. Ela d'bishabbos, only on Shabbos, also liskor the heavy kemeka chumankar. The reason why it doesn't work schirus over here on Shabbos is because you're not allowed to rent on Shabbos. That's like a business deal over here. And he brings down the Dirshu footnote number 11 from the Prima Gadim, Shabbadiyevit, Imsacha b'Shabbos, Hareza Mutu. It actually would work if you did it on Shabbos, because after the fact, well, you're not allowed to do it l'chatrila, after the fact, the sale does work. But in any event, that's why the Mogen Avraham says you shouldn't do this on Shabbos with a sale. Bottom line is, Linyan Halacha, how does the Mishnah Berurah Paskin? He brings down the Elya Rabba, his posek, the Ein Schirus, Moelis, Bisro, Klal. Bottom line is, the Elya Rabba Paskins, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you can't have a Yid rent his place out. That doesn't work. However, Avol Shari Achron and Mekilim is that, but everybody else seems to disagree. And if you look in the Sharetzion, Os Shiralef, he brings down the Shulchan Atzishitim, the Graz, and the Prima Godim, the Morgan of Ram. They all say that at least Bidiyevit, Schirus does work even on Shabbos. However, he brings that in Dirshu footnote number 14 from the Atze Amogim. He says, Im Yachlu L'Ari V'Bodyom, if they were able to make an error before Shabbos, L'Chol Adeos also Lasuskin, then you certainly shouldn't rely upon renting it on Shabbos if you could have made an error of Kateros beforehand. Where are these other Achronim Mekel over here? Avol Shari Achronim Mekilim is there, L'Inyan Yimei Hachol, Ke Morgan of Ram, like the Morgan of Ram, that they could do it on a weekday, that would be acceptable. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Im B'nei Hechotzer She'ervu, if you have most of the people in the yard, they made an Erev Chatzeres, but there's one person that didn't. So they decide to go and be Mevatel all of their single Rishus as an Erev Chatzeres, almost, Mevatlim Rishusim Liecho Shlo Erev. Instead of that one person being Mevatel to them, they all are Mevatel to him. So in this situation, Hu Mutter Lahotzi Mibeso Lechatzer. He's allowed to now go. He's the only person, so to say, officially, halachically living in that courtyard. The others are all considered gets because they were Mavato, they were Shuas. So he can go and take things from his house into the Chotzer, from the Chotzer into his house, Velobi Botea. But he's still not allowed to go and take stuff out from their houses and put it into the Chotzer, unless the Ramah says, in Lo Shebitlu Beferish, Gamishus Beisam. It brings down the name of the Beis Yosef, unless they specifically also said not only they being Mavato, the Rishus in the Chatzer, they're also being Mavato, the Rishus of the house. And then it's analogous to what we had before. He is an individual, if he's Mavato, his own house and his own Chatzer, the rights to them, so then everybody else can carry from his house out to the Chatzer and vice versa. So 12 here, they are all Mavato, all the rest of their houses and the Rishus of the Chatzer to this individual, and he's allowed to go and carry from all of the houses, including his own house, into the Chatzer. However, the Heim Asurim, Afbi Bayis L'Chatzer, but they would not be allowed to go carry out from their own houses into the Chatzer, or from the Chatzer into their own houses. Lo Aminun Shiyu Ka'archem, we don't view them in this situation as all being Orchim, because Shein Rabim Nasin Orchim Eitzel Yochid. Here's the difference over here. Before, when we had an individual, one individual could be a guest, but we can't have many multiple guests all being the guests, so to say, of this individual. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yudalit, the Kivan Shebitlu Lo Rishusam, since they have all given up their rights from their yard to him, Nasa Chatzerum Ubeitso Rishusechos. It's as if now they're all considered one entity under that person. However, Sivkot and Tezvav, Velomi Boteim, the stomach, Kishibitlu, Lo Rishusan, Lo Bitlu, Elo Chatzerun Levat. Because as the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sivkot and Tezvav, that the persons over here did not Mavato their houses unless they specifically stated so. They only Mavato the Chatzer. So therefore, the person can carry from his house to the Chatzer and vice versa, but not from their houses. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tezayin that the Girs over here in the Mechaber was wrong. It says, Behem Asurim Afmi Bayis L'Chotzer, it means, Kach Tzorich Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tezayin, that it should say Afmi Beiso, from his house into the Chotzer, they're not allowed to carry. Rosh Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Lomi Boy, the Mi Beisom, certainly not from their own houses, Shalom Bitlu, that they never would nullify, they only nullify their courtyard. Asurim L'Hotzi L'Chotzer, Shuish Sacheris, they certainly can't carry into the Chotzer, which is a separate Shus. Even from the house of this person that they were mevatel to, they're not allowed to carry from his house to the chotzer. Shu rishus achas im chotzer, because that's one single rishus. That's also still nevertheless forbidden for them. Gam kin aser ukid b'sayim, because as the mechaber tells us in a moment, which we already read, lo chashivei ka'orchem be'amal kishim rabim, because multiple people can't be considered an oreach for one person. Dimkein shekachozrin matzin l'socha, when they take out things from his house and put it into the courtyard, it's as if they nullify their retraction. Rots and Liskos, and they want to go and acquire it, and therefore they would ruin it. Because of a Morgan of Ram, the law Amrina Zeh Elo Kishen Motzi Mibayis L'Chotzer. That's only if they take it from the house to the Chotzer. However, Avo Kishen Machnisa Mechotzer L'Bayis. But if they were to bring things in from the Chotzer into the person's house, Ainz Nikro Hishtam Shus Bechotzer, that's not called using the Chotzer. V'lo Hevi Kirotzim Liskos Bechotzer. And that doesn't demonstrate that they want to use the Chotzer. However, Avo Be'el Yerabba Kosab, Mishem Harbi Poskim, there Yerabba writes the name of many Poskim. You can see this in the Shara Tzion Oshud Beis. Who? Shagam Lahachnis Mechotzer L'Bayis. Also, it's still not allowed even from the Chotzer to this person's house. This is also the opinion of King Kosav B'Evin Ozer. Sivkot Yitzayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Vafilu bitlo rishus beisim, gam kem esrum chotzi. Even if they nullify their own house, they can still go and carry from this person's house into the chotzer and vice versa. Beimi beisom, from their own houses, beimi beis or the chotzer, or from that person's house into the chotzer, because Sivkot Yitches, one person doesn't become an areach b'meni. Yotzulom, and Mechab is telling us, V'chagon zeh, she the emes ha-chotzer, v'batim sheikh lam, it really belongs to them. Elo kidei she muta l'taltin istalkum yishusim, but they voluntarily left, so to say, their place. You should be able to use the yard. The chasav ha-mogin Avram, the afilu kodem ha-yochev ha-hechzik, nami lo mahani, even if the person himself did the chazaka first, l'inyin rabim, it doesn't work against the rabim, shlo yuchulu achzeh uliskos, that they can't go and re-get it from him. Vasur mechul gavni, they would still be usher in that situation. Then says, look in the bir ha-locha, dibra maslu shen rabim nasim orchem, he brings down various viewpoints, ayin sham. With that, we conclude today's shir.